Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live, local, logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation at 512-643-5483. Now, here are Cardle and Woolley.
There are two aspects remaining for us to talk about on this winter blast. One of them is survival. We will start with that this morning. The other is political. The finger pointing has begun. We have two of Texas' top three officials have made statements today. We will talk about those. We will analyze them, and we will dissect them as if they were a cadaver on the table, because we have got to get to the bottom of this, ladies and gentlemen. We are experiencing something that should never have happened. Now, let's start with Austin Energy. This is what they're saying. The emergency stems from the extreme, prolonged, and widespread winter weather occurring across the state. This is causing the statewide electric system to be strained by high demand and low or inadequate operating reserves. Operating reserves are insufficient when the capacity of available resources, such as power plants, does not exceed anticipated customer demand across the system by the required amount. All right. Well, the whole thing, it's by strained by high demand. Is that right? Are they telling us the truth here? Is this what's really going on, or is there something else at the bottom of it? As you might expect, the old Secretary of Logic here has looked at this up one way and down the other, over, around, and through, and I smell a couple of rats here, and we'll talk about it as the morning unfolds. Meanwhile, we have the governor going on television last night. That's what he did all night. He was on with Channel 13 out of Houston. That's KTRK-TV, an ABC affiliate, and he was talking there. He was also on Sean Hannity's show last night. We watched that. We know what he said there, too. And we've got Governor Abbott's statement. Let me give you just a second of it and a little bit of the statement from Speaker Dade Phelan, who is the Speaker of the Texas House. Governor Abbott is declaring reform of the electric, and I'll use the word advisedly here, Reliability Council of Texas, otherwise known as ERCOT, an emergency item this legislative session. All right, fine. We'll let him tell you about it here in just a moment. And by the way, Jim Cardle is standing by in the affluent suburbs, and we'll bring him in when we get to the Abbott stuff. Speaker Dade Phelan, by the way, he's a Republican from Beaumont. He is requesting that the House State Affairs and Energy Resources Committee hold a joint hearing to review the factors that led to megawatts of electric generation being dropped off the ERCOT system. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of airplanes flying into buildings on 9/11, and we're wondering, well, how'd this happen? Why weren't we prepared for this? Did nobody ever think of this? It reminds me of the siege at the Capitol on January the 6th. Oh, we don't have enough Capitol Police. Oh, my gosh, millions of people were expected to come to Washington, D.C., and we didn't know that. We didn't even think about it. Why should we have beefed up security around the Capitol? Or downtown Seattle, or downtown Portland, or downtown Austin, any of these places where we know there's going to be trouble and we don't do anything. And we had to know about this. Texas has gotten a little too involved in the California model of generating electricity. Oh, yes. Remember Georgetown did this? Williamson County decided to go all green? How's that working out for you, guys? And, you know, I smell some BS on some of this, and I will call it out when I see it. And I don't know about this finger pointing. I think maybe it's a little too early for anybody involved in an elected office to be pointing the finger at ERCOT. But we will see what we see. Let me bring in Jim Cardle, and we will play for you the clips from the governor right after we do our first break. Jim, let me ask you, as we look for another winter blast a little bit later today and maybe another inch of snow tomorrow before we can finally start warming up maybe late tomorrow or Friday, what's it like out in the affluent suburbs?
Well, I don't know about the affluent per se, but we got a lot to be thankful for because it's Austin, Texas, and the economy's clipping along. On the weather front, it's a little bit of the same. We didn't get any precipitation out here in western Travis County to speak of, at least not in the neighborhoods that I'm in out by the Bee Cave Galleria at 290 and 71 in Bee Cave Road. But it's cold. It's a little bit moist, colder than it was last night or the night before at 9 degrees. And I got to say, Lynn, you're kind of hitting on a number of subjects as usual, the nail on the head. There's a little too much finger pointing going on at this point. And most importantly, I think it's that you're correct. We have not necessarily been, and I use the word we very generously there, mm-hmm. because it's not the federal government. It's not the state government. It's not ERCOT per se. It's government in general, whether it's 9/11 and all the government agencies are supposed to be talking to each other, where it's a siege on a Capitol and all the law enforcement agencies are supposed to be talking to each other, or here now in Texas with the weather. The government doesn't ever seem to be where it needs to be when the you know what hits the fan. Well, and I think what we're seeing right now is that we haven't taken our energy security seriously enough in terms of government.
Jim, let me ask our producer for permission to run over here about a minute to a minute and a half, and because I want to ask you this. ERCOT stands for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. They are not elected. Yep. They're appointed, I think, by the legislature or the governor. You may know that. And they are electrical experts. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Jim, those guys at ERCOT don't vote on what kind of power we have, do they? They don't have a seat in the House. They don't have a seat in the Senate. And they're certainly not the governor. Don't they work with precisely what the legislature gives them?
To a large extent, you're correct. I saw something yesterday that the chairman of ERCOT is actually from Michigan. State legislators are going to introduce a bill to make sure they're all Texans. And they've got a problematic situation where they have to make lemonade with lemons. So
you know what they need to do?
And,
you know, at the risk of sounding political, I think they ought to have a bill. I don't care what state they're from. It doesn't make the least bit of difference. What they need is somebody on there that understands that this renewable energy is a disaster at this point, and it's got to be something extra. It cannot be part of the grid that we must have. The must-have part has got to be reliable. I don't
You're
care
exactly
if we have
right.
a few windmills in Michael Dell's neighborhood or Drayton McLean's neighborhood or Warren Buffett's neighborhood or anybody else. But man, we've got to stick with what we know works, and we're a state that is absolutely loaded with oil and natural gas, and we can use those fossil fuels to make sure that we don't ever have this happen again, and the windmills and the solar power and all that kind of stuff is fine when the sun is out and it's nice and the butterflies are floating around the sky and the birds are singing and the sky is blue. That's just great. But right now, not so much.
You are correct. We got to take the base needs. And again, Lynn, it goes to we have allowed the tail to wag the dog. The Democrat socialist, the Biden administration, John Kerry and his private jets, and its repercussions are having evidence here in Texas. We have been too excited about solar and windmills, and it is a margin question whether it's the base natural gas and coal and gasoline and diesel that we're depending on, and you have 3% of Texans all of a sudden without reliable power. That's where the problem comes from. And you're right. It's been a little bit of a distraction to say.
All right. Well, I'm just picturing you, Jim, sitting out on the front porch there in the affluent suburbs, looking out over the lake, maybe thinking about taking a walk out across the lake. You probably could.
No,
today.
No.
Sipping on a nice cup of coffee. I'll bet I'm right on that.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be right back, folks. We'll play for you what the governor has said. We'll talk about the adventures of Lynn and Casey yesterday on these very snowy, icy Austin streets. We'll keep you up to date. But what you really need to know, don't go anywhere this morning. The streets are still bad. There's still a lot of ice. It's slipping and sliding and bumper cars out there, so just don't do it. There's one more winter blast coming. There's a little bit more snow coming. Stay here. You will not get better, more in-depth coverage anywhere in Austin than right here. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370, The Right Choice.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Logically discussing the issues Austin cares about. Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join in 512-643-5483.
All right, well, here we are at Intercom Arms, also known as the Suites at Talk 1370. You know, and I have to say this, first night I tossed and turned. I didn't sleep at all. Second night, I'm a little bit better. Now I'm kind of used to it. I'm thinking about turning in the keys to my apartment and just living here permanently. It's really pretty nice. Casey's really taking care of us here. The governor, Jim, if you will just stand by for just a moment. Jim Cardle is here through the magic of technology. And I want you to hear what Governor Abbott is saying. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be three governors in the news this week and next week. One of them is Andrew Cuomo, who I have predicted may not make the week. He's under tremendous fire for just being a complete, total narcissistic idiot.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
See? And the second one is Gavin Newsom, who is at the verge of being recalled. The third one's Governor Abbott, because he's the chief executive of the state of Texas. The buck stops at his desk. Now, he doesn't make the laws, but he urges them. His office is like the president at the national level. He can urge these things to go on. He works with the speaker. He works with Lieutenant Governor Patrick. They put these things together. They come up with ideas. They get them through the legislature. ERCOT doesn't pass any laws. So all of this comes down to the feet of the people who make the decisions and whose decisions have teeth in them because they pass them into law. And I'm going to read you something here before this hour is over. And, you know, if you're a lady and you need to curl your hair, just wait. This will do it for you. And it'll give you a really good idea of why we're in this fix that we're in right now. Meanwhile, Governor Abbott, not in Houston, he was in Austin, but he was on Houston's KTRK TV last night. He's saying he wants answers cut four.
What is going on right now is completely unacceptable because the way that ERCOT is responding, as well as the way that the power generators are responding, is unacceptable because you have people in your viewing area, as you point out, who are without power. So as you, I think you know, today I issued an executive order including an emergency item in the state legislature to begin investigations immediately about the way ERCOT has been operating. There are several challenges with this. One, ERCOT has not been transparent. They're not providing information to either you, to the public in Houston, or even to the governor of Texas that can be explained about why they're incapable of accelerating the process of equitably distributing energy power across the state of Texas. But two, we deserve answers about why they did not have backup power.
Yeah, we sure do deserve answers. I'm going to try to explain some of that in a little bit, so don't go away. You won't get this coverage on the other stations in town, so stay right here. You're where you need to be. Why is this happening? That's the question we're asking. That's the question the governor's asking. Cut five.
What you may know is the reason why power is not available for your viewers is because the power generators froze up and their equipment was incapable of generating power. And then on top of that, the natural gas that flows into those power generators, that is frozen up also. So that is an act of nature. However, what ERCOT should have been able to do is to have backup systems in place. They have provided zero explanation why they do not have backup systems in place they would tap into so that your viewers would not be losing access to power. We want answers to those questions immediately. And I will tell you this, we are going to have to restructure ERCOT as it currently exists to make sure that situations like this never occur again.
Okay, we'll have some comments on that as the morning unfolds. That's an interesting way to look at it. Folks, look, I'm older than dirt, personally. I am old enough to actually remember 45 RPM records and when there was only three television networks. And I'll tell you, I've covered ice storms like this one before, two of them in Dallas, which is to the north of us, and it gets very cold. And I remember a Cotton Bowl between the University of Houston and Notre Dame in which Joe Montana was the quarterback for Notre Dame that was so cold they could barely walk on the field because they were slipping and sliding around on the ice. That game is why Dallas lost the Cotton Bowl as one of the major bowls until they got a dome stadium over in Arlington. That's exactly what happened. It was a storm just like this one. And we didn't have the problems we're having now. Most of the problems with electricity in those days was because ice formed on tree limbs broke off and took down power lines. We've got very much deeper problems now. Let's go to cut six now, and this is the very interesting cut where Abbott is essentially laying the blame on ERCOT. Cut six.
This was a total failure by ERCOT because it's ERCOT that is responsible for ensuring that. So ERCOT stands for Electric Reliability Council of Texas, and they showed that they were not reliable. These are experts. These are engineers in the power industry. These aren't bureaucrats or whatever the case may be. These are specialists, and government has to rely upon these specialists to be able to deliver in these types of situations. They can provide power on a daily basis on a typical October day or typical spring day, whatever the case may be. Those are not challenges whatsoever. And they did handle effectively the high demand that was needed in the wintertime, and they handle effectively situations like Hurricane Harvey. However, this is something that I declared in advance. This is something that our team had been talking to them about in advance, knowing in advance the ultra-cold temperatures we were going to be dealing with.
Okay, but why? Why? Why is what the governor's saying there, why is that true? And what could ERCOT have actually done? And the governor, we still have one more cut of the governor. We're not going to be able to get to it right now. Jim, just in a couple of seconds here, about 10 seconds, your response so far, because that took up most of the time we have. But very quickly, what's your response?
Well, Governor Abbott's reference to the fact that government coordination is problematic by nature. The private sector should have been freed up and focused on more reliable production of energy other than solar and wind is my initial analysis.
All right. Well, when we come back after the bottom of the hour break, the governor is in his cool hand Luke mode about failures to communicate. We'll have that for you, and then we'll bring Jim in for more analysis. Stay with us, Cardle and Woolley. You are at the right place, and you have made the right choice. Talk 1370.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Logically discussing the issues Austin cares about. Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join in 512-643-5483.
All right, well, here we are at Intercom Arms, also known as the Suites at Talk 1370. I have to say this, first night I tossed and turned. I didn't sleep at all. Second night, I'm a little bit better. Now I'm kind of used to it. I'm thinking about turning in the keys to my apartment and just living here permanently. It's really pretty nice. Casey's really taking care of us here. The governor, Jim, if you will just stand by for just a moment. Jim Cardle is here through the magic of technology. And I want you to hear what Governor Abbott is saying. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be three governors in the news this week and next week. One of them is Andrew Cuomo, who I have predicted may not make the week. He's under tremendous fire for just being a complete, total, narcissistic idiot.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
See? And the second one is Gavin Newsom, who is at the verge of being recalled. The third one's Governor Abbott, because he's the chief executive of the state of Texas. The buck stops at his desk. Now, he doesn't make the laws, but he urges them. His office is like the president at the national level. He can urge these things to go on. He works with the speaker. He works with Lieutenant Governor Patrick. They put these things together. They come up with ideas. They get them through the legislature. ERCOT doesn't pass any laws. So all of this comes down to the feet of the people who make the decisions and whose decisions have teeth in them because they pass them into law. And I'm going to read you something here before this hour is over. And, you know, if you're a lady and you need to curl your hair, just wait. This will do it for you. And it'll give you a really good idea of why we're in this fix that we're in right now. Meanwhile, Governor Abbott, not in Houston, he was in Austin, but he was on Houston's KTRK TV last night. He's saying he wants answers cut four.
What is going on right now is completely unacceptable because the way that ERCOT is responding, as well as the way that the power generators are responding, is unacceptable because you have people in your viewing area, as you point out, who are without power. So as you, I think you know, today I issued an executive order including an emergency item in the state legislature to begin investigations immediately about the way ERCOT has been operating. There are several challenges with this. One, ERCOT has not been transparent. They're not providing information to either you, to the public in Houston, or even to the governor of Texas that can be explained about why they're incapable of accelerating the process of equitably distributing energy power across the state of Texas. But two, we deserve answers about why they did not have backup power.
Yeah, we sure do deserve answers. I'm going to try to explain some of that in a little bit, so don't go away. You won't get this coverage on the other stations in town, so stay right here. You're where you need to be. Why is this happening? That's the question we're asking. That's the question the governor's asking. Cut five.
What you may know is the reason why power is not available for your viewers is because the power generators froze up and their equipment was incapable of generating power. And then on top of that, the natural gas that flows into those power generators, that has frozen up also. So that is an act of nature. However, what ERCOT should have been able to do is to have backup systems in place. They have provided zero explanation why they do not have backup systems in place they would tap into so that your viewers would not be losing access to power. We want answers to those questions immediately. And I will tell you this, we are going to have to restructure ERCOT as it currently exists to make sure that situations like this never occur again.
Okay, that. We'll have some comments on that as the morning unfolds. That's an interesting way to look at it. Folks, look, I'm older than dirt, personally. I am old enough to actually remember 45 RPM records and when there was only three television networks. And I'll tell you, I've covered ice storms like this one before, two of them in Dallas, which is to the north of us, and it gets very cold. And I remember a Cotton Bowl between the University of Houston and Notre Dame in which Joe Montana was the quarterback for Notre Dame that was so cold they could barely walk on the field because they were slipping and sliding around on the ice. That game is why Dallas lost the Cotton Bowl as one of the major bowls until they got a dome stadium over in Arlington. That's exactly what happened. It was a storm just like this one. And we didn't have the problems we're having now. Most of the problems with electricity in those days was because ice formed on tree limbs broke off and took down power lines. We've got very much deeper problems now. Let's go to cut six now, and this is the very interesting cut where Abbott is essentially laying the blame on ERCOT. Cut six.
This was a total failure by ERCOT because it's ERCOT that is responsible for ensuring that. So ERCOT stands for Electric Reliability Council of Texas. And they showed that they were not reliable. These are experts. These are engineers in the power industry. These aren't bureaucrats or whatever the case may be. These are specialists. And government has to rely upon these specialists to be able to deliver in these types of situations. They can provide power on a daily basis on a typical October day or typical spring day, whatever the case may be. Those are not challenges whatsoever. And they did handle effectively the high demand that was needed in the wintertime. And they handle effectively situations like Hurricane Harvey. However, this is something that I declared in advance. This is something that our team had been talking to them about in advance, knowing in advance the ultra-cold temperatures we were going to be dealing with.
Okay, but why? Why? Why is what the governor's saying there, why is that true? And what could ERCOT have actually done? And the governor, we still have one more cut of the governor. We're not going to be able to get to it right now. Jim, just in a couple of seconds here, about 10 seconds, your response so far, because that took up most of the time we have. But very quickly, what's your response?
Well, Governor Abbott's reference to the fact that government coordination is problematic by nature. The private sector should have been freed up and focused on more reliable production of energy other than solar and wind is my initial analysis.
All right. Well, when we come back after the bottom of the hour break, the governor is in his cool hand Luke mode about failures to communicate. We'll have that for you, and then we'll bring Jim in for more analysis. Stay with us, Cardle and Woolley. You are at the right place, and you have made the right choice. Talk 1370.
Keeping Austin logical, it's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation, 512-643-5483.
All right, that phone number again, 512-643-5483. It reminds me of one of my favorite all-time Simpsons episodes where Homer got a plow and became Mr. Plow and became the big plow guy in Springfield. I feel like we can make some money doing that right now. If we could get a hold of a snow plow, we could be Mr. Plow. Okay, let's bring Jim Cardle in. Jim, we just have about a minute here because we went very long in that last segment. What are your general thoughts about where we are? Looks like 6 o'clock tomorrow we start the big thaw.
Yeah, I tell you, Lynn, where we are right now, I can tell you, just hide and watch. This entire continental freeze is going to set up a massive battle on the Green New Deal with people from the Northeast. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal are going to blame oil and gas for not being prepared and saying that we should have had more green energy. On the other hand, you've got our own Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush setting up a Texas Defense Task Force yesterday that he announced, saying Texas is going to be needing to defend itself against national attacks. What you've got, Lynn, here is the solar and the wind fairy tale unicorns and butterflies scenario versus a serious, and I'm talking serious, tip reliable, dependable oil and gas industry dynamic. The left is not going to let this crisis go to waste. They are going to call for more unicorns and lollipops versus people dying.
Yeah, the problem, Jim, and we're out of time here, but the problem is that the facts are not on their side. We got to go. Talk 1370, the right choice. Folks, keep it right here on Talk 1370. Better coverage than anywhere else in town.
Live, local, logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation at 512-643-5483. Now, here are Cardle and Woolley.
And we have telephone lines this morning, which we haven't had all week because of the cold. Yeah, it's amazing stuff. 512-643-5483. And just, you know, to iterate yet again, which is reiterate, we're going to get a little bit of a warming trend maybe sometime after 6 o'clock tomorrow. You heard Megan Mulford say that the winter storm watch is in effect until 6 o'clock p.m. Thursday. ABIA is going to try to start flying about 1 o'clock today. Speaking of flying, the flyovers, those little loop-de-loops that you get from one freeway to the other, they're mostly closed. Be very careful, even if they're not closed. I wouldn't try it. Not a good idea. 183 into Leander, tough sledding there, and you may not get through it, so don't try it. And no cap metro today, I'm looking at a picture online right now of a very frozen Congress Avenue, starting at about the Capitol and looking south down to One American Center and on to the Austonian. It's just white. The street is white. You can't even see the Black Austin Matters sign, which is, you know, disturbing to some people. I want to bring Jim Cardle in just a moment, but before we do that, let me do a couple of quick things. We have not welcomed True Protect, which is a new sponsor on the show. I've known Mike and Tricia McDonald for a while, and strangely enough, what they make is an insulation product. True Protect is a space-age insulation product. I've tested it myself. I've had the sheets. I've subjected it to heat and cold, and I've seen what it can do. If your home, your garage, your storage units were protected with True Protect right now, you wouldn't be having quite the problem that you're having now. I mean, it can't solve every problem, but as far as insulation goes, I can tell you it's about the best you'll ever find. It's truprotect.com on the World Wide Web, and check them out, and we're happy to have them as part of our show. Now, Jim Cardle, I want you to listen very carefully to this clip of the governor. This is from his interview in Houston last night on KTRK, and then let's come back and sort of dissect what he's saying. I think this is the main thing that he was saying about ERCOT in Cut 6.
This was a total failure by ERCOT because it's ERCOT that is responsible for ensuring that. So ERCOT stands for Electric Reliability Council of Texas, and they showed that they were not reliable. These are experts. These are engineers in the power industry. These aren't bureaucrats or whatever the case may be. These are specialists. And government has to rely upon these specialists to be able to deliver in these types of situations. They can provide power on a daily basis on a typical October day or typical spring day, whatever the case may be. Those are not challenges whatsoever. And they did handle effectively the high demand that was needed in the wintertime, and they handle effectively situations like Hurricane Harvey. However, this is something that I declared in advance. This is something that our team had been talking to them about in advance, knowing in advance the ultra-cold temperatures we were going to be dealing with.
Okay. Jim Cardle, I didn't hear anything there about renewable energy and windmills and things like that. And I did mention a guy named Chuck DeVore. You may know that name, but let me get your reaction to what you just heard from the governor. And then I want to tell you what DeVore is saying online right now. And it's a little technical, but it really builds a picture for you.
Yeah, I tell you, Lynn Woolley, Chuck DeVore is a expert. We also had Jason Isaac from Life Powered on yesterday explaining some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what you've got, Lynn, right now, people don't realize that Texas now depends more on wind power for electricity than it does on coal. Wind power is the second largest provider on our energy and electric grid after natural gas. So what you've got is more windmills than coal and nuclear power. Guess what are the most reliable sources in situations like this? Coal and nuclear power. We've got 70 plants down across Texas that are frozen or inoperable related to wind power, solar power, and even natural gas. And when you're looking at the margins of demand, that's what's gotten us in the problem that we're in. These Green New Deal utopian dreams are what's caused this problem more than mm-hmm. anything else. So Greg Abbott talks to his experts. They have the ability to only deal with what they're given. And right now it's too much wind and unreliable sources to call on. And that's what's gotten us where we are. It's a conundrum.
Yeah, it is. Let me read you, because we've got about 2 minutes here before we've got to go to break. I wanted to do this Chuck DeVore thing, and then you take it in, Jim, and we'll come back after the break and we'll talk about it. This comes from an article by Matt Vespa in Town Hall, and he's talking about DeVore, who is a California Republican who ran for the Senate in '10. He found refuge in Texas a couple of years ago, and he has this is several tweets put together, but here's what DeVore says has happened, and listen very carefully, and I hope Governor Abbott is tuned in right now because he needs to hear this. And here's what he said. In the last 4 to 5 years, Texas lost a net of 3,000 megawatts of thermal out of a total installed capacity, 73,000 megawatts. We lost the thermal power because operators, now this is key, because operators couldn't see a return of investment due to being undercut by wind and solar, which is cheap for two reasons. Number one, this is big, it's subsidized. It doesn't have to pay for the cost of grid reliability by purchasing battery farms or contracting with gas peaker plants to produce power when needed, not when they can. Texas has seen a growth. Well, what that means, when needed and not when they can, what that means is in a situation like we have now, when we need more power, they can't do it. So Texas has seen a growth, he writes, of 20,000 megawatts of wind and solar over the same period to 34,000 megawatts of installed capacity. They rarely perform close to capacity, he says. This subsidized wind and solar have pushed reliable thermal operators out of business or have prevented new generation from being built, as operators can't make money off the current market the way it's structured. This reduced the capacity margin because grids must have excess capacity to ensure stability. Texas is experiencing, he says, what California has, with California affecting the entire Western interconnection due to its policies. Blackouts, he says, are a feature of the push to have more unreliable renewables on the grid. Must pay money, he says, for reliable backup with renewables. So renewables, I think what he's saying there, what I'm saying, Jim, as we go to break here, renewables are fine. Renewables are fine, but you can't create a system where it's not profitable to have the more reliable forms of energy, and that seems to be what we've done following a model set in California. Jim Cardle's reaction to this when we come back. And our phone number, we'd love to have your reaction too, 512-643-5483. Lynn Woolley, Jim Cardle, back in a moment.
Logically discussing the issues Austin cares about. Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join in 512-643-5483.
Logic is in short supply in America today, and certainly it's in short supply a lot of times in Austin, Texas, but we are creating more of it. We can actually create pure, unadulterated, unfiltered, uncensored logic out of thin air and broadcast it right into your radio or into your computer, and I hope you will hang in there with us because it's what we're talking about this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, do you remember when Barack Obama was president and we were kind of in a state of misery? People forget that because Trump fixed it and he made the country great again, as he promised. But before Trump, we were in Obama land and we were all miserable. We had high unemployment. We didn't have good relations with some of our allies. Things were not good. Things were not good under Obama. And Obama simply said, hey, it's not my fault. It's the new normal. It's the way things are. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the policies of the left. Remember, the Green New Deal is, listen to me now, turn up the radio. The Green New Deal is a backdoor into a communist society. That's what it is. And we have at least one socialist communist on the Austin City Council right now. And we have a vibrant and thriving socialist Democrat community in Austin, Texas. This is leading us into socialism. Socialism always, not sometimes, always leads into communism. And you are seeing today an example of what life will be like if the Green New Deal is passed and if we are living in a country, a dystopia, such as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Talita Rashid and the rest of the squad and Gregorio Casar and sometimes even the mayor Steve Adler seem to be leading us into. We are seeing what life will be like in a country such as that. Jim Cardle, am I right?
You are exactly right, as usual, hitting the nail on the head. Isn't it ironic, Lynn Woolley, that in this day of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Kerry as climate czar, even driving foreign policy based on global warming, we now have a global freeze, which is what Al Gore was fighting 30 years ago.
Yes.
It's the climate cottage industry that is turning the world on its head. We have 3.7 million Americans without power this morning. We have at least 21 Americans dead as a result of this storm, and it's utopia and lollipops and unicorns who are trying to make the Green New Deal. You get more of what you subsidize, and the government has been subsidizing solar and wind power, and all of a sudden we have a severe crisis in the weather, and what people unrealistically are experiencing now is the Democrats' dream of having unreliable. Lynn, if we want to be serious, and it is deadly serious clearly today and this week, if we want to be serious about our nation's energy security, we have to have an underlying basis of nuclear, coal, and oil and gas based power generation, not the utopia of the Green New Deal socialists. You have hit the nail on the head.
Well, let me ask you about this. You talk about the Democratic socialists, of which they are running rampant in the streets here in Austin, Texas.
Yes,
they don't like coal, Jim. They don't like oil. They don't like natural gas. They damn sure don't like nuclear, which is the cleanest way. Now, you do have waste to deal with. And you know, I don't know what we could do. We put it on a spaceship and fly it out into space, maybe. I don't know. But they don't like those things. Those are the things that are more reliable. And yet their policies, it's their policies that lead to where we are right now. So let me ask you this. In the state, are we going to vote anybody out over this? And in the city of Austin, are there any members of the city council or the city management team that are going to take, I guess I could say, heat? Right now, we wouldn't mind having some heat. But will they be taking heat over this? Who's the winner and who's the loser in this deal?
Well, I don't know at the state level that that necessarily would be appropriate. Nationally, certainly, there are people who are trying to sell a utopian Green New Deal type of environment. At the city level, there might be some repercussions. But I tell you, Lynn Woolley, I'm looking, you and I have divided up the responsibilities of this radio show. I get to follow Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Twitter and Facebook feed, who this morning says the infrastructure failures in Texas are quite literally what happens when you don't pursue the Green New Deal. The left is going to use this crisis to redouble their efforts mm-hmm. down a failed path, and Texas needs to be ready. And economic conservatives and American realists need to understand this is a battle that we need to protect our nation's underpinnings for economic success.
Well, I'll go the opposite way from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I will say to the citizens of the city of Austin who are listening to us in droves right now, and by the way, our telephone number 512-643-5483, we've got Democrat socialists on the city council. They need to be voted out as soon as we can possibly get rid of them. This is what happens when we implement their policies. We have things like this happen. Are we a third world city, or do we want to be a first world city? Austin is the envy of the country right now because of our construction and our growing downtown skyline and how many people are moving their headquarters to Austin. But if we can't do better than this, it's going to all crumble around us. And I'll ask our listening audience, Jim, and I'll ask you, 512-643-5483, name a policy of the left, something that the squad would support that is going to make this country great again.
Well, you can't do it. The tail's wagging the dog, and this is exactly the point, Lynn. Do you know that right now the city of Austin gets 20% of its energy because of the leftist demands? 20% of our energy right now is provided by contract from wind power. That is unrealistic. It's nice to have a little bit here and there to clean up the environment, although the environment's cleaner now than it ever has mm-hmm. been, if you look at science. This is the results. 20% of electricity in Austin, Texas has led, being provided by solar and wind power, has led to these massive outages because we haven't been realistic and economically sound in our logical analysis. Your specialty, Lynn Woolley.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and there are other things going on. I want to mention a couple of things here that affect us specifically. There are three American cities that the Biden administration is planning to start releasing migrants into, and they are San Diego, California, and then El Paso and Brownsville here in Texas. About 25,000 migrants Biden is planning to let into the country very quickly, and some people think that this is part of Biden's idea to turn Texas blue by flooding us with migrants who will then eventually be able to vote. The Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, is saying he is girded to try to stop Biden from undoing the Second Amendment in Texas. Remember, February 14 was 3 years since the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School student Nicholas Cruz opened fire there, and Biden's using that anniversary. They're saying that he may do this with an executive order. It won't even go through Congress. Is Biden trying to start a civil war with that, Jim? Because they're not getting my guns. I don't know about you, but they're not getting mine.
Well, I don't know about a civil war. He's darn sure taking America down the wrong path. Lynn, what Americans are worried about right now are survival, about the coronavirus. And in the meantime, what is the Biden and the left administration doing? They're focusing on these side issues, unimportant but yet critical, or unappreciated but critical. And Hillary Clinton even said immediately after Joe Biden's election, we need to act, and we need to act fast. Citizens need to be aware. And you're right, this gun and this immigrant release, we're back to catch and release. It's going to be a big problem.
Well, it is. And there are some amazing national stories in the news, and I think we ought to dedicate this next segment to going through some of those. Kamala Harris is now acting as president of the United States. Yes, you heard right. She is doing the presidential duties, not Joe Biden. We've also got some other big stories coming up. 512-643-5483. Jim Cardle and I will analyze it all after this break.
Live, local, and taking your calls at 512-643-5483. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, some interesting things going on as we try to get through the day here in a cold and frozen and dystopic Austin, Texas. No cap metro. ABIA is not flying, but they'll try again about 1 o'clock. And there's just places you can't drive on some of the streets. It's all packed down. The ice is slick. We're under a winter warning until 6 o'clock tomorrow. Now, a couple of things. Donald Trump has essentially declared war on Mitch McConnell. It was a very personal statement issued by the former president, called Mitch McConnell a political hack, says he's not really capable of leading the Republicans back to victory and making America great again. So the war within the Republican Party has been joined, and you're going to be on the establishment side, which is McConnell, or you're going to be on the MAGA side, which is Trump, and it's going to be very interesting. And I personally will follow this and see where it goes and decide what I think about it as we go. And here's another thing. Kamala Harris, actually it's Kamala, but I mean, nobody can say it right, not even her. Kamala is taking calls with world leaders on behalf of Joe Biden, who is thought to get up about noonish or so, if he's feeling good. She's acting as the president of the United States, folks. This is a headline in every news site on the internet. I'm not making this up. It's not Joe Biden talking to Putin and Xi Jinping, whatever his name is. It's Kamala talking to these people, except Israel. They're not calling Israel because they don't like Israel. We're back to an anti-Israeli administration now. And by the way, Biden has not called, according to Jen Psaki, has not called any of the governors in any of the states that are hit by this winter blast to see how things are doing and maybe offer some kind of help. Meanwhile, Pelosi has announced a 9/11 style commission to investigate the Capitol riot. I think that's good. I think one of the people that needs to be investigated is Nancy Pelosi. I want to know what she knew and when. I want to know why Nancy Pelosi didn't demand that the Capitol police be reinforced. I want to know why Nancy Pelosi did the things that she did and didn't do the things that she didn't do. So I'm all for that. Let's do it. Let's put everything out. Sunlight is good. GOP lawmakers demanding a briefing on the presidents of the National Guard in Washington, D.C. Washington is fenced in. And I'll ask Jim Cardle about that in a minute. Jim, let's get through some clips here. We only have three, and then we'll spend the rest of the segment talking about all these things. The biggest, most celebrated, most heroic governor in the United States is, of course, New York's Andrew Cuomo, who may resign by the end of the week due to total complete incompetence. He's the most narcissistic man this side of John Kerry. And he finally had a news briefing. Now, remember, he's been accused by people on his own staff of covering up the number of nursing home deaths caused by his ignoramus policies of sending COVID-infected people into nursing homes. There are lawsuits about to be filed on this. The New York State Attorney General has launched an investigation, and Cuomo has been at home dusting off his Emmy Award and reading chapters to himself out of his book on leadership lessons from COVID. So here's what he said, and you can't make this stuff up. He said, just facts, folks, just facts, just the facts, ma'am. Cut one.
And I want to make sure people have all the facts, the information. This past year, there is a toxic political environment, and everything gets politicized, and there's political spin, and then there are facts. Two very different things. And I just want to make sure people have facts.
And we want to have the facts, you know? And in cut two, he's asked, what about an apology, Governor Cuomo? What about an apology for so many people dying? Cut two.
Apologize? Look, I have said repeatedly. We made a mistake in creating the void. We made a mistake in creating the void. When we didn't provide information, it allowed press, people, cynics, politicians to fill the void. When you don't correct disinformation, you allow it to continue. And we created the void, not because people weren't working hard, Mike, because you know how hard people were working. You should have prioritized providing more information.
Yeah, we just, the only thing we did wrong was we created the void. We created the void, whatever that means. Now, very quickly, 11 members of Illinois Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger's family sent him a vitriolic letter accusing him of being a member of the devil's army because of his criticism of then-President Donald Trump after the January 6 riots at the Capitol. Out front with Aaron Burnett talked about this letter on CNN. First, you'll hear Aaron, then you'll hear John Avlon, a CNN analyst, and the very last thing he says is just so stupid, you may skid your car if you're out on the ice. So be careful with it while you're listening to this clip. It could be dangerous. Cut three.
Let me show again that handwritten letter that Congressman Kinzinger shared that he got from family members. And look, I find this letter actually very moving because it shows the personal level of how much people believe this, and it's breaking a family apart. It's quite sad. After saying Kinzinger is going against his Christian principles and has joined the devil's army, the letter goes on to say, President Trump is not perfect, but neither are you or any of us for that matter. It is not for us to judge or be judged, but he is Christian. It is now most embarrassing, that is underlined three times, to us that we are related to you. Kinzinger's cousin spoke to the New York Times and said, quote, I want Adam to be shunned. What does this say about the future of the party, John?
It shows that the fault lines are gone well beyond politics, that what we're dealing with is not Christian principles. It's something like a cult. And like all cults and extremist groups in history, one of the things they focus on is hunting down heretics because it's a way to enforce groupthink.
Jim Cardle, this guy is saying that that he's with the party of climate change, diversity, transgenderism, and abortion on demand, and he's saying that Republicans are the groupthink party.
Well, I tell you, Lynn Woolley, like you see in politics too often, unfortunately, these narcissists, this Adam Kinzinger guy is a non-issue, a non-player, an unserious person, but in politics, a lot of self-made men and women worship themselves. I got to tell you, Lynn, what you've been talking about there, Trump versus McConnell, Biden and Kamala each taking the phone calls, or Kamala doing the phone calling, Cuomo in New York dodging the responsibility for his lack of handling the COVID situation. Americans want leadership right now. They don't want attacks on each other. I don't understand why Republicans or Democrats would be fighting amongst themselves when Americans clearly have COVID concerns. We have weather concerns here in Texas, and yet the handlers seem to be running the nation and certainly the White House, protecting President Biden as they did during the campaign. And we've got real issues to be addressed here with it, whether it's the weather or COVID. And as you mentioned, Nancy Pelosi setting up a commission on the Capitol attack. She's trying to repeal and take away our guns. It's an interesting start to the Biden administration, Jim, to say the least, and it's going to be even more interesting as it unfolds.
We're going to run over just a little bit, and we'll have a shortened lightning round today because I think this is very important. I want to ask you about this. Let me name some of the things the Democrats have faced last week and this week, and you tell me if you think this is one of the worst weeks in the history of the Democrat Party. First of all, the Green New Deal is being exposed for what it is, which is a way to destroy the United States, keep us in a downward spiral so that the government elites can run the place and edge us into socialism and communism. You've got two left-wing governors Andrew Cuomo, who will resign at some time or be thrown out if he doesn't resign. You've got Newsom out in California. They've got enough signatures to have a recall election to throw him out because he's making California miserable. You've got the Lincoln Project, which is a left-wing group that got together to try to blast Donald Trump. They raised millions of dollars to run anti-Trump spots, which I guess kind of worked. And now it turns out that there's a huge homosexual sex scandal that's just running rampant within the Lincoln Project. And everybody's going, oh, I didn't know that was going on, you know. And he was approaching young boys, one of the head guys there. The Democrats are just falling apart right now.
They really are. And the main example that you have mentioned there, I don't know about Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, resigning or not. I would not take the Las Vegas odds. He is going to hunker down. The media will start to protect him. But we've got real problems. The scatological nature of today's politics is on attacking your opponents, even attacking members within your own party. This country needs real leadership and leaders who, and elected officials who are willing to take on the issues, Democrat or Republican, red, green, purple, brown, you name it. The serious issues hopefully will start to be addressed as unfortunately, the seriousness of the problems increase.
Well, that's true, Jim. Wouldn't it be nice if we lived in a country, a state, and a city where instead of jockeying for political position, we could actually solve the real problems of a state, like what are you going to do with our waste? How is our water going to stay clean and pure and have plenty of it? How are we going to keep the grid up? That sort of thing. But nope, now we talk about stupid things like global warming and climate change and diversity.
Exactly.
Diversity and of course, the whole LGBTQIA agenda, which I think flies in the face of reason sometimes, especially.
Even systemic racism is a distraction.
Yeah, because it doesn't exist. Systemic racism, sure, there's racism, but systemic racism would mean that it's codified. Our laws are anything but codified against people who of color now, as they call themselves, and it's just not true. Meanwhile, as we go into the break, Jim, and get ready for the lightning round, I will mention that this whole Andrew Cuomo thing is bleeding over into CNN. This far, far left-wing network is having problems because the brother of the governor is their big star in their prime time, and they've coddled Andrew Cuomo when they knew better. All right, we'll be right back. Jim Cardle, Lynn Woolley here on Talk 1370, The Right Choice. The lightning round is next.
It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation, 512-643-5483.
All right, folks, time for the world-famous lightning round. And, Jim, let me start with this. Speaker Dade Phelan calling for hearings on the electric blackouts that took place in Austin and much of the rest of the state. Any quick ideas on what might come of those hearings?
It's going to be a good point, Lynn, because we've been focused on the national and the city. Dade Phelan, the new speaker of the Texas House, has called for some hearings. You've got two new committee chairmen over there at the State Affairs Committee with Chris Patti and the House Energy Resources Committee with Chairman Craig Goldman. It's going to be next Thursday. I suspect that they are going to jump right in and start addressing some of the systemic, speaking of one of our favorite words, systemic changes that need to take place and how we get serious. And that is the key, Lynn, how we get serious about providing a reliable electric grid system to the state of Texas. Stay tuned. You and I will be talking about it next week for sure. On a more serious note, Lynn, I've got to get your attention here because I've been watching on the Facebook Talk 1370 feed a two-part question because I know folks are watching. What is the insignia on your t-shirt? We need to start a t-shirt analysis day, number one. And then for Casey Johns, what's going to be unfolding for Camp 1370 today in this freeze?
Okay, Chincoteague, Virginia. The Lady of Logic is a traveling medical person going to a lot of exotic locations for which I usually join her for a few weeks, and we get t-shirts. All right, Casey?
Pizza and hopefully a shower.
There you go.
All right, Jim, we have really been wanting some pizza. We've got a minute left. Downtown Austin never lost power. Jim, why do you think that's the case?
Because clearly you've got a couple things. Seriously, you've got hospitals and medical emergency systems that need to be powered. You have the state government that needs to be up and running and taking action to address the needs of the Texas citizens. And then you probably even have the city government, but it's an interesting dichotomy of how the priorities are established. A very good point you're raising there, Lynn. I got to ask you, you mentioned earlier about California's Governor Gavin Newsom. There's enough signatures to recall him, but why are they verifying the signatures on those recall forms when it didn't seem to matter during the presidential election?
Well, that's a very good question. Yeah, because this would harm the left. And when it's the left that's up for grabs here, you've got to verify those signatures. If it's just a thing like voting for president when you think Trump might have an advantage, no need to verify those signatures. All right, Jim, a good question there. And that concludes the lightning round. And we'll put the plug in the jug for the Cardle and Woolley show today. It has been an interesting week, and it's not over yet. Lynn Woolley here saying be logical and remember, you're either an insider
or you're not. I'm Jim Cardle. Great job, Lynn. Talk to you all tomorrow morning right here at 7 a.m. on Talk 1370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.